welcome to Illuminate Them, everybody, live in Wonderland Ballroom! Your guest host tonight is Adam Friedland! And your guest on the show, our NPR, Sammy Yenigan! And DC stand-up comedian Jamal Johnson! Co-host is me, Monty Litwack! And the band!
Someone playing guitar. All right, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, everyone. Is everyone familiar with what You, Me, Them, everyone is? Can you clap if you're familiar? Now, if you're familiar with the show, you might notice that I'm not the host. I'm a replacement this week. I'm Adam Friedland. Brandon Weatherby is really sorry he couldn't be here. It's a terrible, terrible stomach virus he's developed. But don't let that hold back your laughter, because we're going to have a lot of hijinks, a lot of fun. Brandon writes a column for BYT, which is this website in D.C., and it's a weekly Friday column, and he previewed this show this week, guest hosted by me. So I'm going to read you what he wrote, because it sounds like someone wrote it with their butt. All right, let's go.
What?
It's Friday. There's an episode of You, Me, Them, Everyone in D.C. tonight. I'm not in D.C. The show will go on. Adam Friedland will guest host. He will mock me. It should be good. If you haven't seen Adam perform, here's a video. There's a video on the thing, sorry. I'm turning my show over again to this guy. He hosted the show in March. He did a horrible job. I love it. He mocks me. He mocks the show. He mocks the guests. He yells into the mic. He dresses like his life is a joke. He talks over the announcer. It's great. It's horrible on paper, but it's great in reality. We did a big version of YMT this last week. It was a lot of work. It was on a big stage. It's like Hemingway's, like, retarded sunburn. This is so minimalist. He's, like, being complimentary. He's being nice to me. But, okay, continue. It was something I worked on for months, occupying my brain space most moments of each day. Tonight's version of YMT will not be that. It will probably be better. No, it won't. There are, like, four people here. This isn't a plea for sympathy or compliments or a resignation letter. It's stepping back from something that you've lived with, assessing what worked, and figuring out how to make it better. Consistently plugging away with the same everything that will not help. Bringing in guest host Adam Friedland. Mike. Adam Friedland is a funny person. I am a guy who likes to ask questions. Occasionally, I attempt to be a funny person. Adam is a stand-up comic. I am not a stand-up comic. Adam does not care about this show. I care too much about this show. All of these things I'm using, all of these are reasons I'm using a guest host. Guest hosts will fuck shit up. If you're not willing to fuck shit up, why do anything? Work in HR or something. That's a good joke, I guess. I won't host another You, Me, Them, Everyone until May 17th. I'll have guest hosts until then. The show will be different. You know, when you're 14, this is actually pretty nice, I like this part. You know when you're 14 and you put a song on by a new band you really love, and your friend hates the band, and you never want to hang out with that friend again because he doesn't get why this band is so great? Adam Friedland is that great band. Yes, I am. If you don't like him, fine. You were never going to be like me. Or Adam was just a huge dick to you. If that's the case, I'm really sorry. Please come back. Thank you. Brandon Weatherby, the world's... The words of Brandon Weatherby. That guy loves me. All right. So anyway, guys, we have a great show for you planned today. We have actually a really fucking great guest, Sammy Yannigan, who writes for NPR, Washington Post, makes music. We're going to have a fun conversation. Our guest co-host tonight is Monty Lowick. Everyone put your hands together for this guy. This is the band. It's just Ian. So without further ado, let's get the show started. Music! Hey, now I'm going to casually have a conversation with Monty in front of you guys. Okay. Hey, Monty, how's it going?
Hey, Adam, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How's your week?
Very good. How's your week?
Pretty good. Say, Monty, are you still suffering from hypochondria?
I am. I'm afraid to sit in this seat right now because of the germs that might be on it.
Yeah, well, there are germs everywhere when you really think about it.
I don't want to really think about it.
Because if you really think about it,
I don't want to really think
you
about
might
it.
Just wash your hands for the rest of your life.
I don't want to think about it anymore.
Okay. So, Monty, got any fun stories or things you'd like to share with the audience?
No.
What? Yeah.
No, I thought, okay.
You know, Monty, the other day I was reading an article. The other day I was reading an article about bacon, man. I love bacon so much. Do you like bacon?
I love bacon.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I could eat bacon any day of the week. What about you?
I have got these issues with bacon.
Oh, you have issues with bacon?
Oh, yeah, major issues with
bacon.
You
want to tell us about your issues with bacon?
Major bacon issues.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, you know,
Let's work it out.
Really religious, Jewish. You're Jewish.
Oh, that's like the hardest difficulty
it
setting.
It is.
Yeah.
No, it's Orthodox. That's like the hardest difficulty.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Shabbos.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
All of you cursed people like myself. Okay. Continue.
Well, you know, and we're trying to integrate into regular society, but I feel like, I don't know, all the religious stuff, it always pulls me back in.
Yeah, it's like the mafia.
Yeah.
The Swedish house mafia.
Yeah. Yeah, don't you worry, child. That's what my father used to say to me.
Sierra's got a plan for you. You know that song, guys? It's a big hit right now.
Yeah.
Don't you worry, child. All right, we're not going to sing anymore of that.
I know the whole thing.
Okay.
No, so, like, okay. You want to live your life like a right, but, like...
Dude, you know it would be really hot if there was a chick covered in
yeah,
bacon?
Yeah, that's the problem. My biggest sexual fantasy is just a Christian girl covered in bacon.
Whoa, that's your biggest sexual
yeah,
fantasy? That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind, man.
Yeah.
You're a maniac.
It's wild.
So, like, let's break down the fantasy. What's the fantasy all about?
Okay, well,
how much bacon, first of all?
So much. Like, I'm not, like, she's not covered in, like a bikini made of bacon. It's like a burka made of bacon.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, like so much forbidden fruit going on simultaneously.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, she's like just lying there. Okay.
You know what would be funny if there was like a dump truck type situation?
Yeah, you need a dump truck to provide that much bacon.
Like in the house.
That'd
yeah, be
that's why it's a difficult fantasy because you also need like a construction crew for the fantasy.
To fill the dump truck
yeah.
with bacon to dump it
yeah.
on this
A lot
girl.
Of fantasies just have the girl, but this one's got like a girl, it's got like a foreman, it's got fucking a whole construction
And do you
crew.
Do you climax in this fantasy? Do you have a climax? Do you have a climax? Do you do a little climax?
We just do it for a while.
Okay, that sounds good. You fight through the bacon to find the forbidden fruits underneath.
No, I just go at the whole mess.
Oh, you just have sex mainly
yeah,
with
just
the bacon.
Bacon flying everywhere.
Yeah, so really, in reality, it's just you fucking bacon.
Yeah, to be honest, there's so much bacon, I couldn't tell you if there's actually a girl underneath it.
That's great, dude. That's normal. Okay, so, anything else going on, Monty? Cool.
Today I saw this dude living in a storage unit today, for real.
Ooh, that's cool. What, like, that's his house now?
I guess, but he was just surrounded. There was just like orange, there's stockpiles of like orange juice and peanut chews. That was all his supplies.
Did he set it up nice? Does he have an Xbox 360?
No.
You know?
There's just a guy in a lawn chair surrounded by orange shoes.
I mean, maybe that's where he just goes to be alone. You know, away from his piece of shit family, you know?
He's a fugitive. His family bans orange juice.
Yeah, and he just needs to go sit in that storage container and just be with his thoughts, you know? Be with his orange juice. Okay, that was a great segment. Everyone clap it up for Monty Libwack. He's going to be on stage all night. He's going to chime in with some hilarious observations, goofs, and spoofs. Without further ado, I'm really happy to introduce this next guest. He is a reporter for NPR. He is a musician. He does concert reviews for the Washington Post. He's a Renaissance man, and he's also my friend of 7 years. Everyone put your hands together for Sandy Youngman.
Hi. Yo, what's up, bro? My mic is caught on your chair.
Oh, okay. I mean, we're gonna just... Okay, all right. So, Sammy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
This is my first time sitting in this chair and watching the show from this vantage point.
Yeah, it's really...
It's way better looking this way than the other way.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing the other way.
Yeah, I'm Sammy. I work for NPR. Everything that basically I would say in an intro about myself, you've already said, so...
Yeah.
What else would you like to know?
All right, so Sammy, what kind of stuff do you, like, cover for NPR?
Well, I got into it as an intern, and at NPR there wasn't really a big sort of fan base for house and techno, believe it or not. I started writing about house and techno for them, and then became a radio producer and started doing all types of art stuff. Now I cover like video games and music, and when famous musicians die, I do the obit, and that's how I'm building my career.
That's right. You build it on the deaths of famous people. It's pretty funny. Sometimes we'll be hanging out, and Sammy's like, oh shit, this person died, I gotta go to work.
Yeah, that happens quite a lot.
Do you have like a dream team of people you hope they die so it can further your
career? No, I mean...
Obama, probably, right? No, I'm just kidding. Seriously.
You have to be a musician, right?
Friend of the show, Barack Obama, seriously. We love you.
I wouldn't do that.
Is there ever like when a famous person starts playing an instrument, you're like, yeah, now that's my territory when he kicks the bucket?
Yeah, well, okay, so when Donna Summer died, for example, I wanted to do that obit because I've been covering dance music for NPR. So that would, anybody who is a DJ that's famous enough to have an obit, which is like maybe two or three people in the States.
That's like stand-up.
Do you want Deadmau5 to die?
No.
That's good, man.
What about his neck tat? Do you want that to die? Or do you want that to stay?
I don't have strong opinions either way on that.
So political, Sammy. This is gotcha journalism. The journalist is now receiving the questions.
Yeah, it's weird being on the other side.
The sensei has become the student.
I don't know if that's...
Do you have... You got obituaries prepared, right, for some people?
Yeah.
Are there two obituaries for Daft Punk or one?
I haven't written that one.
No, it's when someone's sick, right?
Why would they die at the same time?
Joyce, you want to be on the show?
Sure.
Sorry, this girl in the front was talking for the audience at home. It was very rude. Let's continue.
How are you recording?
On two iPods right now. This is going to be some high-quality stuff.
Yeah. It's just like our studios.
Yeah, right. This is... So, Sammy, I have a question. So, you are a reporter, but on the other side of things, you're also an artist as well, correct?
Well... Yeah, I've started making music in my bedroom. I am the laptop bedroom.
Started making music?
Yes.
How long have you been making music?
Well, I've been making it for maybe about 7 or 8 months. I've been DJing around DC for 6 years or so, and I have now started making
Now you're starting to
stuff,
produce,
yeah.
Sammy, now that you're a musician, I don't know if this person will ask you, have you written your own obituary? A preemptive obituary.
I don't think that's a good question.
No, I
should. You should.
Yeah.
Before someone else gets to it.
Why are you scaring me? I think that's a decent question, and that's gotcha journalism. That's what we're doing tonight. We're here to get you. So, Sammy, question. There is a saying about DJs that they have the most favorable pussy to talent ratio out of any type of creative art.
Absolutely.
True or false? True or false?
100%.
I think for comedy, it's probably the inverse of that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
No pussy has dried up.
Stuff. This is good.
Where
are you sourcing this from?
I'm sourcing from the New England Journal of Medicine, actually. So
they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and there's also this website, Wikipedia.com. If you want to get there, you just gotta Google. You Google Wikipedia, and then you click on the link. You get to Wikipedia, and it's basically anything you want to know. Like Barack Obama today, I was on his Wikipedia. Apparently, his middle name is Butthead. Did you guys know that? That was okay, cut that from the podcast. That's not in the podcast.
What's Donald Trump's birth name? Did you see that?
No, he hasn't. Someone changed it?
I think John Stewart changed it.
What did he change?
It's like Fuckhead Von Dickhead or something. Nobody saw this today.
I
spent my whole day trolling the internet for fucking little pieces of information that I can tweet about. That's really what being a producer at NPR on the digital side is all about.
Ow!
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
This guy knows what we have actually another electronic
editor for facts.
Yeah.
Not for the podcast.
What we might be lacking in actual bodies in the room, we're making up for in resumes of two people in the room. So great. So anyway, Sammy, question for you.
Yeah.
You produce radio pieces, right? You
yes.
do the voiceovers, you do the music interludes.
Well, not voiceovers, I speak, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, you record, but you put in like interview clips and stuff like that.
Yeah, I cut it all together and mix it and everything.
How would you say, what's the relationship between building a music track versus building an audio news track?
I mean, they're pretty similar. You're working with a bunch of different tracks and you're sort of splicing sound together, and I guess one informs the other. You know, as I get better at radio, hopefully I'll get better at music and vice versa.
Right.
This is riveting stuff.
Yeah, this is really exciting. Everyone actually in the audience right now is putting their hands in the air and waving it as if they don't care.
Wild.
It's actually pretty wild in here right now. This guy just, his ecstasy just started. This is all crazy. This is a crazy night we're having. So, I don't know if you guys know that there's a new album coming out that pretty much everyone is talking about, and that is Daft Punk. Random Access Memory, correct?
You are going to die together in a terrible disaster.
A terrible electronica accident.
Sammy.
Just Tron,
can you tell
research.
Us?
That's how Daft Punk's going out. On the grid. The light racers.
This is Jeff Bridges, the ghost of Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges, Bruce Boxleitner is gonna be there. Not as the guy from Daft Punk, he's gonna be there as the captain from Babylon 5. It's gonna be. They got some things to talk about.
So, Sammy, can you tell us about the Daft Punk record? Have you by any chance heard it?
I heard it.
You heard it.
Yeah.
Let's clap it up for that, for Sammy's amazing access to the world of music. So Sammy, tell us about that. What was the deal? You went to go hear the album?
Yeah, I went to Sony Studios, and they invited me into a small room with Humo. humongous speakers and played it once through and then kicked us out promptly. I listened to it.
Did they like run your pockets? Did they make sure you didn't have any recording devices?
No, they talked about marketing for the first half an hour, which was sort of interesting and also a turnoff when I'm listening to music. But hey,
right?
I don't think they're... Hey, Lisa Sonkin, if you're listening to this podcast, thank you very much for inviting me. It was great.
Lisa, friend of the show, Lisa Sonkin. She does Sony Music PR.
Yeah.
All right, that's dumb. Okay, so, Sammy, that's really cool. So, final thing I want to talk about. So, you've been making music, what, 7 months now?
Yeah.
And so, most people that make music for 7 months can't really say that they have anything released, right?
I have something to release.
Oh, shit.
Thank you.
You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, it's coming out. There's this guy, his name is Mike Simonetti. He ran a label called Italians Do It Better for a while. He just started a house and techno side project and happened to like a couple of songs that I made, and it's coming out in late May, early June.
Bada bing, bada boom!
300 copies, limited vinyl release.
300 copies. That's freaking believable. What's the name
of
the...
Are there 300 people who even listen to this podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are, like, some lesbian girls that, like, Brandon did theater tech with in high school that probably listen to this. Like, well,
they'll definitely buy it.
Nah, people, this is hot. This is one of the hottest...
That's awesome.
...comedy podcasts
so
in the mid-Atlantic.
The EP is called... The Goodbye EP. The name of the group is Alamont.
Alamont, well, how'd you get that name?
I live on Lamont Street.
He literally lives a block away on Lamont.
We threw an A on it for shits and giggles.
Very nice.
That's about it.
And what's the name of the record label?
The name of the record label is New Jersey Records, where I grew up.
All right, let's hear it for New Jersey and Sammy Yannigan. Master. Sammy Yannigan. And now he's gonna leave the stage and a guy's gonna play guitar. Let's give it up one more time for Sammy Yannigan. He's very impressive and he's my friend. Let's give it up for me. Okay, so anyway. Coming up to the stage, how would you describe this comic, buddy?
He's affable.
I thought you were going to say African-American.
That's what that word means.
Right?
Affable, yeah. It does.
He's a bundle of just, I don't know, every word you can think of. Like, I don't know, the feeling you get when you go to a shelter and you're like, maybe I'll adopt one of these kittens. He's just a bundle of that feeling. You know what I'm saying?
He's just positive energy.
Yeah.
Positive vibes. And just love.
Yeah, just
and
just
these are
love.
The elements of Jamel Johnson. So everyone, without further ado, please welcome Jamel Johnson to the stage. Jamel Johnson!
What's going on, everybody?
Hey.
What's up? Welcome to the welcome to the JV, You Me Them Everybody podcast. I'm your head coach, Jamel Johnson. So I'm realizing that my friends aren't the best people. Anybody ever come to that? This is what happened to me. A friend of mine tried to make me feel bad for wearing Nike shoes with Adidas socks. We're having this debate. You're trying to make me feel like I was uncouth for this. But it was like the middle of fucking winter. Like, dog, I'm wearing pants. I could give a shit what the socks look like. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time to care about that. I'm a very minimalist type of individual. Like, no, my socks don't match. I also don't have lotion on my whole body either. What the fuck is the point of wearing shirts? That's what they made shirts for, Sammy.
Yeah, I know.
For the crowd on the podcast, listening at home, if you must know, my stomach is actually your shit right now. But that's none of your business. You wouldn't know unless I told you. This is a very sweet hoodie. So sometimes, if I'm about to get some sex, I'll leave the shirt on. Not because I'm ashamed of having titties. It's just more... This is more to keep the vibe together for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't want this conversation to be happening, the two ladies at a brunch the next day. Like, man, I was fooling around with Jamel, and it was good. And then this, he took his shirt off, and this nigga turned into a panda out of nowhere. I had to roll out. Good start. We're at a good start. It just says freaky jokes. That's what my list of jokes is titled on. Type of you are. Is anybody here like a freaky freak? I'm talking super freaky, like you're actively talking to like 10 people on OKCupid right now, like super mega freak levels, man. She's leaving to go. Yeah. I've seen the internet before, man. I know what's going on out there. I know. I was talking to this girl. I asked her what the bases are now. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, you know, first base, Copperfield, you know, second base, you know, little Megan, whatever the bases are. They must have been updated. It's 2013. She was like, word, I think first base is head in a car now. And I think second base is head outside of a car. And I think third base is like $7,000. So if you don't got that, I can't really discuss it with you. This blew my mind. I was like, do you remember when the grossest thing you could do was leave a porno tape in a VCR? You know what the new porno tape in a VCR is? It's jerking off on Skype on accident. Some of you are familiar. The rest of you follow me down this whimsical road. Let's say you're talking to a lovely young temptress on the web. And you're like, hey, do something freaky. And then she's like, no. And then you're like, you know what? I'm going to X videos anyway. I'm going to see what the butts look like anyway. Then you rub one out. Then you go upstairs and you make a sandwich without washing your hands. Then you come. Then you go back downstairs. You check the Gmail. You know what I'm saying? A little fantasy baseball, whatever. Still haven't washed your fucking hands. Oh, snap! Metal Gear Solid! Exclamation point! Blam! The webcam light is still fucking green! No! 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 And all you can do is just click back about 5 windows and just see this bitch's disgusted face frozen. Frozen in time forever. I would do the face, but this is just for audio, so whatever, y'all figure it out. So yeah, motherfucker, the condition of being a nasty individual has completely changed over the years. Like, my working theory is that there's somebody everywhere, there's one guy anywhere into anything at all times. Like, there's like a monk who's been in Tibet for like 40 years and he hasn't said a word, and every morning all he does is watch twerking videos in absolute silence. That's out there. See some shit that blew my mind. They got butt plugs now, y'all, with raccoon tails on the end. What? I saw this and I freaked out. I scoffed at it. I said, nay. I would never. That's real easy to say in some fucking JPEGs. Like, you're not gonna kick the raccoon chick out of your house. When it's on, it's on. And you're gonna do it. And what if it's too fucking awesome, man? What if there's no going? What if, well, I'm asking the question, what if raccoon pussy is the penultimate of pussies? Whatever. I don't know what penultimate means. Whatever. I think that makes it funnier. Anyway, you're supposed to do, you entertain this shit, have some raccoon-looking bitch in your house, knocking all your trash cans over, trying to scratch the fucking wiring out of your crib. That's not sexy. Checking my notes, it just says I'm gay on here. It's not even. All right, look. I said that for some free laughs, all right? I'm being silly. I'm being a saintly guy. That wasn't my intro into actually being gay in real life. That was a joke, LOL. That was not a serious LOL. We're all familiar with the difference, yes? You know the serious one. When you say something you mean on, like, the internet or, like, in a text, and you put that LOL on the end to take the edge off. You should come over and give me some head right now. LOL, bitch, I'm not fucking... I'm serious. Then you put the little smiley face with the shades. Classic shit. Look, I said, okay, so, all right. I am a straight man. There are moments where I feel like maybe I'm a little too sassy to be a straight man, though. Just walk around the street listening to Madonna with like a thug ice grill on. I do that a lot. I got a Tumblr page that's just pictures of boots. I don't do anything weird with the boots, man. I just appreciate fine craftsmanship. They got mad different leathers, man. Despite this, I still like women. It's like, if gay is autism, I've got Asperger's. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost... We don't really know... I had a panic attack the other day in Comic Con. It could be any day, but it was the other day. I thought I had to take a shit in a gay bar one time, and this like freaked me out. You beat me to the end of this, sir. So here's what happened. I'm at a show, okay? I'm doing my thing. Gotta go Chris Brown. Deuces. You know, and the place I'm at doesn't have locks on the bathroom door, so fuck that. No, I'm not going there. I leave. The first place I go is gas station. I'm like, can I use the bathroom? Dude was like, fuck no. He could like see the poop in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? So I leave there. I immediately leave there. The next thing I see is a dude walk into a building. I'm like, word up, I'm in that building. ASAP Rocky style. You know what I'm saying? I'm going right in there. Then I see the marquee. The place is called Stallions. And they've got like, you know, a little rainbow guard going around. And this is when I started to freak out, okay? And it wasn't like that straight homophobe freak out, you know, the one like, oh man, none of these gay dudes in here want to touch on me and love me and move to Vermont or something because that was sacrilegious. No! It wasn't one of those. I'm a pretty big dude. I fucking am Bison, slide tackle, whoever. You know? Doesn't matter. The shit that was bugging me out, I didn't want anybody there to think I was committing a hate crime, you know? Like, taking a shit and leaving, isn't it? Like, that's like a little extra rude. Take this, you faggots! I ain't flushing a nigga! Now, see, like, that's, I didn't want that to come about. And I even, like, I really freaked, this was a real freak out I was having. I was stoned at the time, whatever, but it was real in my mind. And I came up with an alibi in case somebody asked him. Like, yo, did you just take a poop and you're about to leave, dude? And hell no, man, I was doing a bunch of cocaine in there. What type of dude? Do you think I am? I better get out on something. How long have I been up here, man?
Continue.
All right, look, all right. Two last final jokes here.
Do the doc one.
Yeah, that's what I was coming up. See, we on the same page, dude. Nash and Barbosa, man.
Yeah.
That was a sports reference. I know y'all didn't get that. Yeah. Anyway, women, right? How about them?
Oh, my God.
Yeesh, yikes. You know what I hate about women the most? The guys that used to fuck them. Because the male bravado, I don't know if you guys knew this, it can get a little out of hand. This is what happened to me. I was hanging out with this girl. This is the first time we ever hung out. At this party, having a good time. This dude bumps into me and goes, oh, you fucking with her now, dude? Yo, how's my dick taste? Oh! Then he just moonwalked out of the fucking room. I'm like, oh. Hey, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that, man? Like, first off, bro, get over it, man. It's 23rd, like, dicks have been everywhere, man. What are you even proposing when you say this to me? I don't know how long dick residue lasts on a face. If I knew that, I wouldn't be telling jokes to you, jamokes. You know what I'm saying? I'd be out getting dollars. You know what I mean? So whatever. This shit doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't even matter anymore. Once upon a time, this shit like this was fucking sacred. Matter of fact, that's how the fucking Revolutionary War started. My man Terry at the barbershop told me this shit. So that means it's gotta be true. This is what he told me. He's like, yo, George is going fucking with Martha, you know, Washington for years, right? So then they go to like this like formal gala, little cotillion shit, whatever, you know, he's just hanging out, grooving. Then one of these red coat niggas rolled up on him and was like, I say, George, you're Squire and Martha now. How doth mine dictate? Harumph. George freaked out, killed this dude at the party, and slapped the shit out of his girl, and then went and got wooden teeth. This is real history facts, y'all. Okay, so this has been a fun set. I've been on a thousand of these things before. For the viewing listener at home, my name is Jamel Johnson. Yeah. No, whatever, they clapped. I'm out. Peace. Yeah. A few times.
You come back here. You were too good. We need you on this thing. All right, everyone. One more time for Jamel Johnson. He's a pretty talented young man. Pretty talented young guy. Jamel, how you doing, man?
I'm cool as fuck.
Dude, we look, for the listener at home, we look very cool right now. Jamel's wearing sunglasses. I'm wearing a Deadliest Catch hat right now.
Deadliest Catch hat, all denim, but different types of denim.
Different hues of denim. That's the key. You can't go full Mellencamp, as I say. A matching
denim. It's a half Mellencamp, half Bryan Adams.
Yeah. I mean, someone told me I look like God, actually. So that's a pretty good compliment. That's like the best God.
You know what you look like for real? You look like if you took the hat off and was just rocking your shit, you look like an anime villain.
Like a little smart
scientist type nigga or something.
Maddie, you know about gay stuff like anime. What's up with that? Yeah, I agree. I'm just kidding. I used gay ironically. Silence in the room right now. I shouldn't have done that. All right, so anyway, my political career just ended there. let's play a little game. This is a game I invented yesterday on Twitter. I got one RT, so that must mean that someone's listening. Actually, it was Chris. This is the game. It's who said it? Is it Mike Miller, small forward for the Miami Heat, Mac Miller, the rapper guy, or Macklemore, the other white rapper guy? So do you get the game?
I get it.
Okay, so who said the following? LeBron, my king, I just want to be with you. Maybe we can go to David Buster's South Beach after the game. Was it Macklemore, Mac Miller, or Mike Miller?
See, that's tougher than you would think.
Yes.
I'm gonna go against my gut and say Mike Miller.
And the answer is actually Macklemore. He was talking to LeBron James. Before a basketball game, it was a trick question.
You beat me.
Gotcha
journalism.
That's gotcha journalism. The audience is loving this bit right now. It's a real winner. Let's just do one more. Wiz, you're my best friend, and I'm not scared anymore, and I want to get a condo, and I want to just be with you, and I don't want to be afraid. Who said it? Was it Mike Miller or Macklemore?
Triple trick question. I'm going to go with Jason Collins.
Topical.
Hashtag topical. Too soon? Who said it was too soon? Like, I can't. Hold on. Now, let me stop right there. All right. Now, I got some things that I want to say to Jason Collins personally. Nigga, you're a genius. I hope you're listening. What better place to be a tall, in shape, gay black man in DC.
Yeah, friend of the show. Friend of the show, Jason Collins. If you're listening, Jamel has some words for you. And I'm sure you've had a really big
meeting. I got some drink tickets to the Black Fox. This is a little spot on DuPont. We could go. Just fuck with me, dude.
Jamel, that was beautiful. Jason Collins has had a really tough week, and I'm sure you're just lifting his spirits. I'm sure he's
gay people got it right, man.
Dude, they
straight people they still hook up like they're like 17, man.
They're hooking up like
just riding around on bicycles and draws, man. I wish I could do that.
I wish I could wear draws on a bicycle too. but you know, sometimes the world isn't fair. Alright, final Mike Miller, Mac Miller, Macklemore, because this is so successful. I've got $20 in my pocket. Hey, it's the thrift shop. See you at the thrift shop. Who said that?
Reese Witherspoon.
Money.
What? Should I give an answer?
Yeah, what was the answer?
It's Macklemore.
The answer was Macklemore. That's from his hit song, The Thrift Shop. It's a great song. Check it out.
Why did you say Reese Witherspoon?
He said Reese
Witherspoon. I'm trying to be zany on a fucking podcast, man, and y'all looking at me like I'm trying very hard.
I'm sorry.
I'm more sorry, bud.
I'm sorry.
Leave your hand there. It's good.
So, Jamel, one more thing before you leave the stage. We did a show last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of show was it that we did?
This is a music program entitled Get Freaky. And I feel like you got the freakiest.
I got pretty freaky. It was like they did like a gypsy music. It was like a gypsy music concert.
It was space gypsies.
It was like, but they're from America. You know, they're not from Romania.
They sent Romania.
They were playing gypsy music, and that, let me tell you, that's my audience, all right? That, I think I've really tapped into the American gypsy market. They're really on board with the Attitude Express show.
They were on with part one. You made them uncomfortable with part two.
I kind of made the gypsy folk uncomfortable by going on a potentially anti-Semitic invective for a little bit too long without clarifying that I was Jewish. Really, if you want to see gypsies get afraid, just be mean. I guess gypsies were also in the Holocaust. So, all right, let's bring it up again.
This is exactly what they brought me in here for. It was the gypsy Holocaust talk.
Yeah, where's that game you have where we list everybody who was in the Holocaust?
All right.
All right, dudes. See, it's too... Somebody get these dudes some lockers, man. Calm them down. Calm y'all down.
So we do a show together, the three of us. We do a show together here at Wonderland Ballroom. It's called Funny Moms. I just want to plug the next Funny Moms. It's going to be May 15th. Here at Wonderland Ballroom, it's going to be really fun.
It will be exponentially more fun than what's happening right now.
Yeah, I'll also be.
Yeah, and Monty's going to be there too.
We're all
going to
be on.
Marty, you're fucking Russian right now. Let me tell you.
Yo, can I go pee now?
I'm trying to ride the silence.
Hold on one second. I've always wanted to do this. One second. Just indulge me, audience.
Oh my god. All right. And on that note, I've been Jamel Johnson. I'm sorry on stage, you jerk.
I just farted into the microphone. It's been a lifelong dream, 26 years. I didn't think I'd see this day, everyone. Let's put a round of applause. My girlfriend is booing. Whatever, you shouldn't fart so much in your sleep. So, she doesn't fart in her sleep. She just punches me in my fucking face. Real talk, she fucking... She Lennox Lewis's me every night. I'm an abused man. But she's sleeping, so it's like, what are you doing? Okay. That's the end of our show tonight. We're going to have a little bit of music, a little bit more music from Ian. Everyone, please give a round of applause for all your guests tonight. It's been a fun show. We've done a good job. We got $20 in our pockets. And without further ado, please enjoy the guitar stylings of Ian Grant for 30 seconds.